Joining us now is Eric Roston from Bloomberg.com. He's here to talk with us about their new website, Bloomberg.com/sustainability. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So what prompted this move for Bloomberg.com to start covering more sustainability issues in this way? And what is the website?
The website is an international news site covering really the breadth of issues that touch sustainability, from energy and climate change to some of the human rights and social issues that we see companies and investors and governments struggling with. The company is a provider of data to investors, and investors are increasingly aware that their money is going to be working for them for the long haul. And companies, too, are starting to understand that they really need to have strategies that are longer term. So I think the Bloomberg.com's embrace of sustainability is a reflection of these trends we're seeing in investing in companies and almost everywhere except Washington, D.C., it seems, sometimes.
What kinds of stories have you been telling and focusing on?
We're here to Bloomberg News has more than 2,000 journalists all over the world, and we have a breadth of capacity to tell stories that are on everybody's radar and stories that that maybe should be getting more attention but aren't. And so the stories that everyone knows about include climate change itself. We saw first glimpse of the IPCC report that will be coming out this spring. We have continuous, sometimes multi-stories a day, about the Keystone Pipeline, about the decline of coal in the United States, about the Obama administration's attempts to curtail financing of coal plants abroad. But there's also just a lot of stories that that we cover every week that only a global news service can. And those include, you know, mining conflicts in Latin America that that other companies haven't been spending words on, or even just trade flows that might seem arcane, or commodity price fluctuations that might seem arcane, but really are indicative of just the greatest story of our time, really, which I think sustainability is. And that is the attempt to make our institutions and make our way of life really secure for the long haul.
Now, are there specific reporters who write just for this site as their beat, or are you taking the best sustainability coverage from all of the different Bloomberg news reporters and gathering it here?
It's both. There's two main pieces to the site. The one is the sustainability news page, Bloomberg.com/sustainability. And there we curate the news flow that comes out of Bloomberg News. And that's this incredible breadth of stories on everything from, again, from coal plants in the U.S. to legalization of medical marijuana and beyond. Again, sustainability being such a broad category about changes in society, changes in the private sector. And then our blog, which is called The Grid and easily accessible from the main sustainability page, is where we can sort of stretch out a little bit more, be a little bit more analytical, a little bit more conversational about the sort of trends behind these stories. And that's the place where a sort of a small staff of regulars contributes, you know, in a way that sort of has voice and remains topical.
Anything else you want to add for our listeners?
This year is a big one, and next year will be a big one, too, particularly when it comes to climate change. Just as in 2007, 2008, people started thinking ahead to Copenhagen. A lot of the signs in the energy and climate space, both in the United States and nationally, are starting to point to Paris in 2015, which will be the next consequential meeting of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. And I think it's helpful, sort of for those of us outside playing the home game, to have that to focus on so that you can look at the sweep of reporting that we're putting out every day and look at how how fast things are moving in a positive way in renewable energy. Look how fast things are moving in a positive way, you know, in the reduction of coal, at least in the United States, even though it's obviously growing abroad. That focal point, I think, will help, and I hope that listeners turn to us and find that they pick up some things here at Bloomberg.com that they hadn't come across before.
What is your hope for the site? What do you hope that readers will take from it?
I think a more granular view of how the world is changing, how business, government, civil society, investment community are all working together to just move the move this conversation forward, to make our institutions and to make our lives more robust, more resilient for whatever is going to hit it later this century. So I think, you know, two things. One are daily granular updates on stories known to be of consequence. And second, kind of smaller, even more granular stories about how flows of material and flows of money are either encouraging or providing obstacles to the sustainability enterprise.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. You've been listening to Eric Roston at Bloomberg.com talking about their site, Bloomberg.com/sustainability.